بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما تسيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we just finished Salat al-Eid here in America. I wish you all Eid Mubarak, kul am antum bi khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your sacrifice and ibadat and be pleased with you. I remind myself in you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best day, the biggest day, the azam, min ayyamillah, the biggest day from the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Yawmun Nahr. It's the day of sacrifice. And that is because it reminds us of our duty as Muslims. This is our identity, that we sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. This is our nature. This is our identity. And the Yawmun Nahr reminds us of that. The Yawmun Nahr also reminds us of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is our father, who is the one who is the classic example of the Muslim. The one who has submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, his Rabb said to him, submit. He said, I have submitted to the Rabbul Alameen, to the Rabb of the worlds. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that this is the essence of Islam. Everything, the distillation of it, the essence of it, the heart of it, the soul of it, is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Sometimes people think, submission, yes, but does it make sense? Does it not make sense? You know what makes sense? Submission makes sense. Not submission because of this or because of that, but submission makes sense. Submission not to a human being, but submission to our Creator. Submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because we love Allah, because we know Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us everything we have, and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a sign of our gratitude, it's a sign of our of the fact that we worship Him, that we submit to Him completely and totally in all that we say and in all that we do. And we do that because we know that in that there is khair. We know that in that there is barakah. The biggest problem that a lot of people have is that they forget this. They forget that there is khair and barakah in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in something else. And there is khair and barakah only in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why we need to get this clear in our mind. We don't submit because of a particular instruction, because of a particular order. Because we like it, we don't like it, we submit because Allah said so. Because Allah said so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, when He mentioned the issue of interest in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited interest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they say that al-baya mislu riba. Allah said, they say that trade is like riba, is like interest. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now automatically, when you're saying that they say such and such, and you want to say that they are wrong, then you have to give a reason why you say they are wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they say, al-bayu mislu riba, that baya is like riba, that the trade is like interest, is like riba. And then Allah is giving a reason. And what's the reason He's giving? Ahallallahu al-baya. وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made baya, has made trade halal, and has made riba, interest-based dealing, haram. Now think about this. Allah is not saying, it is interest-based banking and interest-based dealings are haram because they destroy wealth, because they increase poverty, because they encourage people to live beyond their means. As if they don't have to pay for anything, and of course that's not the reality. So when the time comes for payment, people can't pay, and so on and so on. Allah is not giving all of this. Allah is simply saying one amazing thing which is a reflection of His majesty and His grace, and a reflection of His magnificence. Allah is saying, Allah made baya halal and riba haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made trade permissible and interest-based dealings impermissible and prohibited. That's it. You want a reason? This is the reason. Go figure. Get your head around that. This is the reason. And this is the reality of Islam. Why do we fast? Because Allah said so. Why do we sacrifice on this day? Because Allah said so. Why do we pray 5 times a day? Because Allah said so. Why do we pray in this particular way, which starts with Qiyam and which goes to Sujood and which ends with Jalsa, with sitting? Because Allah said so. For every single thing, there is only one answer. The answer is because Allah said so. We don't put our heads on the ground for sujood to let out the static electricity in our body into the carpet of the masjid. We do not sacrifice on the day of judgment to feed all those people who have not eaten meat in a long time, to give them meat. We don't sacrifice for that reason. We don't fast in Ramadan to know how poor people live and to feel the effects of poverty. Right, all of these kinds of funny reasons that are given of how salah is good for health and whatnot. It may be good for health, but that's not the reason you are doing it. And if you are doing it for that reason, it's not salah, it is some exercise. Fasting is not being done to lose weight or to detox your system or to help you to feel what poor people feel. We don't know. Nobody knows what poor people feel until you actually become poor. To be poor, to be destitute, is to be out of choices in life. It's nothing to do with the amount of money in your pocket. It's to feel that, it's to be in a situation where you have no choices, where you are stranded. That is the meaning of poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create it for that reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give us Ramadan for that reason. Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the reason. Kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you become obedient. So that you become people of taqwa. So that you become people for whom the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the primary and paramount consideration. That there is no other consideration which is more important than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That is the reason for fasting. So again, we come back to the same thing, which is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is taqwa? Taqwa is to submit our desires to the law and to the rule and to the will of our Rabb Jalla Jalalu. That's it. That is taqwa. Submit our desires. I have a desire. My Rabb has something else which He likes for me. So I forget my desire and I do what my Rabb wants me to do. And I do that joyfully. I do that with great pleasure. Not as a burden. I do that with great pleasure because I'm so conscious of the fact that I am a little cockroach who has no existence, and yet my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, the creator of the east and the west and everything else in between, is interested enough in my stupid existence to give me a way to live. It's Alhamdulillah. Look at this. Who am I? I am nothing. I am less than nothing. Yet my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is interested enough in me to give me a way of life, to reveal His beautiful word, to reveal His beautiful book, to send the best of His creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach me how to live this life, so that I can be in Jannah when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that. What difference does it make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way or the other, whether I go into Jannah or Jahannam? Makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What difference does it make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether I lead a life of dignity and grace in this world, or I live like a bum in a ditch, lying in a ditch or in a drain every night? What difference does it make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me a way to live, which gives me grace and dignity, which gives me respect, which gives me friends, which gives me influence, and with which I can live in the world in a way which is pleasurable for me, which is good for me, which I enjoy living. And at the end of it, when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Allah is pleased with me and He will forgive me and He will give me Jannah. Now imagine, this is the reason why we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the gratitude. A person who is thinking, believe me, he will never even get over that feeling of gratitude in his whole life. Where he's saying, Ya Allah, you did this for me. Subhanallah. You did this for me. Me, who am I? I'm nothing. I'm less than nothing. You did this for me. That gratitude alone is sufficient. And that is what we learn. And that's what we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's what we learn from this beautiful festival of ours, the Eid al-Adha. And so therefore, let me also end with wishing you all the very best for this Eid. And those who are celebrating today and those who will celebrate tomorrow, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept your celebration, accept your sacrifice, and be pleased with you and never be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.